Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Yeah, every Friday on Daily Scramble Live, Caroline comes in and introduces us to another great nonprofit organization. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning. Thanks, Steph. I have a Laguna local here, Lisa Berman, who...
Good morning.
Good morning. In studio, and a very good friend of hers, Kathleen Domick, on the line. Kathleen is a Los Angeles-based jewelry designer, and Lisa and Kathleen have been working together on a project that I think is just amazing, and I'm going to let them tell you all about it.
I'm so happy to be here, by the way. Thank you, Caroline. I have been a Laguna local for many, many decades and moved up to Los Angeles and owned a gallery called Sculpture to Wear, which is international contemporary jewelry artists and textile designers. And Kathleen, in January of 1999, was in my very first show called Structural Integrity. And so it was especially poignant that she was in this new show in Los Angeles at the Paul Kopeikin Gallery that we just hosted called Indelible. And this is the first show that she has participated in since her personal journey. And I'm going to let that be a segue into her storytelling.
Yeah, Kathleen, tell the listeners about your story.
When I was 35 years old, I was diagnosed with borderline stage 4 breast cancer. And when I was going through treatment, my mom had me dressed from head to toe in pink. Anything that supported breast cancer, she purchased. And I was curious about how I could make this more personal. And so what I started to do as a jeweler, I started to mold my fingerprint and give it to my friends and family to wear and support instead of wearing a plastic bracelet or dressed in pink or a pink bow. I wanted it to have my person. I wanted to have it more personal and be more about me. And as I went on, I decided to start molding my fingerprint and giving it to other women who were going through treatment and to let them know that they weren't alone on their journey. And from there, I started meeting lots of people with breast cancer and other kinds of cancer and molding fingerprints and making jewelry for them. And so I wanted to create a company that could continue doing this. And the concept of the company is really families helping other families. So people who purchase a piece of the 50% of the profits go to cancer fighters. And then what I do with the other 50% is I make jewelry for cancer patients and their family members can wear them. And it seems to really strike a chord with a lot of the families. They just love having it. And I've met a lot of children, and the children are often far away from their family members with a parent. And they feel disconnected from their family, and it's a way to keep the family more connected.
I think it's an amazing company that you started in concept. And I just want to say the company is called Touchstone Jewelry, and it's beautiful. I mean, people can't see it, but, I mean, it's very contemporary and really, really well done. And so how has the company helped you grow and heal? Tell me about how it's affected you personally.
Well, when I went through treatment, I had this, like, group of women who really supported me, who had been through treatment also. I was like in this bubble of love during treatment. And I kind of want that for other people. I was able to afford things like massage and acupuncture. And those things are not covered by health insurance. So the foundation, Tower Foundation, is affiliated with Cedars. And they help get these things for patients as well. I have no medical background, so I knew I couldn't help other cancer fighters that way. And so in order to give back to what people had given to me, I chose to take the route with my jewelry. The fingerprints are pressed into wax, and so they are actually something that has been touched by the person.
Right, right.
Hence the name Touchstone Jewelry.
Right, and, so, and then how do you just briefly explain the process if I want to purchase a necklace or a bracelet or a keychain or something for my family member? How does that work?
You are sent a kit with a prepaid envelope. And what happens is there are four waxes inside the kit. You have someone press their fingerprint into all four waxes, put it in the prepaid envelope, give it to the mailman, it comes back to me, and in about a week you get whatever you have ordered, whether it's a silver necklace or a bracelet or a ring. The beauty of them is not only can you see the fingerprint, but there's kind of a sculptural element to it. So you can see where the fingerprint was pressed in. And as I've worked with the fingerprints, I mark the back with an initial, and I'll be working with like 10 different people at one time. And by the end of it, I can see the details of the individuality of each fingerprint. So I can see whether it's an old person or a child. And so to me, it doesn't only capture something that someone's touched, it also captures a moment in time in which they've touched it. So I can see the difference between when my daughter was 2 and now she's almost 8. And she presses her fingerprint. And so it's really personal on many levels.
I was very excited that this weekend, Kathleen used Kiara, my daughter and I, who's just 9, as little guinea pigs. She's never done a back-to-back thumbprint. And Kiara is very petite, and we thought, okay, let's see if we can do one so she can wear a charm with both of our fingerprints on each side. So I'm hoping to see that occur. And just people's reaction to what you've created, Kathleen, is very emotional. And then I also see it as a catalyst for people to open up about their own stories of cancer, either fighting cancer themselves or family members. And my only wish is that Robert, my husband, who also passed away from cancer so many years ago, was alive. I would love to have his fingerprint. So Kathleen, I think this is so important, not just in cancer fighters, but just families in general. I can see people, adding fingerprints each year to their necklace, their keychain, and I'm so delighted that we reconnected over this project, and I thank you for making a difference.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa, for introducing me to Kathleen and Touchstone Jewelry. So tell the listeners how they can, where they can find you.
The website is touchstonejewelry.org. And as it gets closer to Christmas, and you can not only purchase a necklace, it should be done, you'd have to purchase in the next week or so, but you can also order a kit. And the kit comes in a gift package, and you basically choose what item you want to purchase for the person, and you can just send the kit.
Yeah, that's great.
With a prepaid envelope, and it is all gift wrapped and ready to go.
So it's touchstonejewelry.org. Okay, fantastic. And let's just repeat that 50% of the proceeds go to cancer patients?
It goes to cancer fighters. It's Tower Hematology and Oncology. It's called the Tower Foundation.
Okay.
And it's where I received treatment.
Okay.
And ultimately, we would love to take this into our own hands and do things directly with cancer patients, but as the company's growing, it's the easiest is to just give to the Cancer Foundation.
Sure.
The rest, I do not charge cancer patients for the fingerprint.
Yeah.
And so if someone comes to me and their child is fighting cancer, I will mold the fingerprint so the family feels connected and together.
Well, you're doing amazing work, and I just applaud you, and I hope that your company grows. I think that this is a really beautiful piece for everyone, not just people that are sick, but like Lisa said, it's so personal, and the jewelry is beautiful. And thank you so much for being on my show and telling the listeners about your endeavor.
Thank you, Caroline. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Lisa, thank you so much for being on
in
studio with me.
Thank you, Caroline.
It's great to see you.
Good to see you.
For if anyone out there has another wonderful person that I can interview with a story like Kathleen's, let me know on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page. Everybody have a great weekend. Until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved.